This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. DNFSB still concerned about flaws in emergency air monitoring at WIPP. Just as there were problems encountered with air monitoring during the February 14, 2014 explosion and release at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIPP, a nuclear bomb waste dump, the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board continues to raise questions about that issue. In a May 15, 2024 report, the independent board discussed the inadequacies of the final design of the Continuous Air Monitor, or CAM, system located in the WIPP underground mine located in a salt formation 2,150 feet below the surface. The CAM's safety function is to detect a radiological release in an environment possibly filled with airborne combustion products from fire and salt particles from mining activities. In a perfect world, the CAM system would detect the release and convey that information to the Safety Significant Confinement Ventilation System. The ventilation's dampers would be closed so that the air would be diverted into the high-efficiency particulate air HEPA filters within 60 seconds of when the CAM system detected the release, ultimately avoiding a radiation and toxic materials release to the environment. But that is not what happened during the February 14, 2014 explosion and release. The HEPA filtration system kicked in. Nevertheless, plutonium and americium, main components of the waste disposed of at WIPP, was found in an air monitoring station more than a half a mile northwest of the WIPP exhaust shaft where filtered air is released. This means that the radioactivity traveled more than a mile and a half from the site of the underground explosion. In 2019, the board expressed its safety concerns that included the need for a complete final design of the CAM system. In its recent review of the final design, the board found that the WIPP contractor, the Salado Isolation Mining Contractors LLC, or SIMCO, quote, has not demonstrated that the CAM system will perform its safety function in this environment, end quote. In order to protect public health and the environment, the CAM system and the nearly $500 million ventilation system are supposed to work together seamlessly. However, the board says, in the current state, the systems will not work together, and more needs to be done before the ventilation system comes online to ensure operations are in sync. The ventilation system is undergoing testing right now to bring it into service. The board has identified multiple quality assurance program issues found in facility walkdowns. Now is the time for WIPP to fully address the board's concerns. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.